You're listening to The Space Show. Coming up soon, The Draw. Who will be going to see Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon? And we suggest you keep your pen handy and your diary handy, because we have a diary announcements as well. Music by Lorne Balfe, and it's from a movie. It's called The Last Man on the Moon, and it's about astronaut Gene Cernan. And that particular track was called Dreading the Moment. Now, you're going to have a chance to see this movie. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes. But first up, let's go to an interview we did with Gene Cernan, the last man on the moon. Yes, continuing our first and last theme here. Gene Cernan, Apollo 17, walked on the moon in 1972 December, along with Harrison Schmitt, a geologist. We've had Harrison on this space show many times, and several weeks ago we had Gene Cernan on. Let's hear a little bit of that interview that we did with Gene about his forthcoming trip to Australia.
Gene, we're just about out of time here. Thank you so much for your time. Just one question. You're on your way to Australia shortly. We're looking forward to seeing you and, of course, your movie. One thing that you probably are aware of is that Australia, back in the 60s and continuing to this day, has a fairly small but very critical role in the deep space network. Were you, as part of your duties in your missions, aware of the Australian involvement at Honeysuckle Creek, at Tidmanbilla, at Carnarvon, and New Norcia in Australia? Yeah. And is there anything you'd like to say to the people that work there? Because there'll be a number of those people at your movies, I'm sure.
Let me tell you, we couldn't have done what we did without Australia. God put that creator put Australia in the right place. I love Australia, and I'm really anxious to get back to the people back there. They're so wonderful. You are all as much a part of the space program as we were. I've always said we weren't in that spacecraft alone, and I believe it, because I think anyone who had anything to do with it, anyone who put a bolt in a heat shield, anyone who worked with us from the surface, from Perth or anywhere, was on that board, that spacecraft, with us. I can remember one time on Gemini 9, trouble with my, my workload, my heart rate. I overpowered the cooling system in the spacecraft. My visor became fogged. I was outside the spacecraft day and night, a couple revolutions around the Earth. And one time I knew I had to be over Australia. And I took my nose and I rubbed a little hole in the fog so I could see through the helmet, through the visor. And sure enough, there were the lights of Australia. And that gave me a level of comfort that you cannot, I don't know if you can relate to it or not, but it was significant to me.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Captain Sennen, as I mentioned, I did watch the movie on Friday with my wife, and of course she's the most important critic I can trust. And at the end of the movie, I just wanted to relay to you her comment. She just came out with a very short sentence, and she just said, "What a gorgeous man." So that's the effect I think the film will hopefully have on many people.
Oh, you're kind. I'd sure like to meet her.
I'm not sure I should allow that.
we hope you're kind. I do appreciate your words. I can't. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, look,
of the reception the movie's seen, but when you say those kind of words, it just blows me away. I just had no idea.
Well, we're absolutely blown away by the career that you've had, and I have to say it has been an absolute privilege and an honor for Peter and I to speak to you today, and we very, very much are looking forward to your visit in May this year to Australia.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing you folks, and we'll do what we have to do. We can talk about it. We can do whatever we need to do about it. But warm up the weather just a little bit for us.
We'll do our best, although that could be a little tricky. We're moving into winter. Thanks so much, and we will see you in a short time.
Okay, very good.
Safe travels. Thank you, Captain.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was an extract from an interview we did several weeks ago, and it's now available on our website with Gene Cernan, the 11th person to step on the moon, and the last of 12 who walked on the moon to leave the moon. Now, Gene's coming to Australia, as you just heard, and he's going to be at the Astor Cinema on May the 31st, which is a Tuesday. And he's going to screen the film and then do a question and answer. So if you want to be in the audience, then we suggest you go to Tiki Tech. And there you can do a number of package options and go to the film at the Astor on May the 31st. But some lucky people, members of the Space Association, are going to be going for free because we're going to draw their names out of the hat in just a few moments. Joining us is Michael Abdullah, from the Space Association of Australia, and also we've got Mark Norman from Purple Haze, who we're very worked up. He's got Gladys Knight from Eurogliders next door. Now, Mark, just hold on a moment and tell us about that, but first of all, we'll get Michael to explain what we're doing here tonight.
Thank you, Andrew. So tonight we're drawing the member prizes. The prize that we've got two single tickets for each of the Gene Cernan Last Man on the Moon shows around the country. So we have two for Perth, two for Sydney, the matinee and the evening show, two for the Melbourne show, and two also for the Canberra show. So what we're going to do is basically draw those out in a moment. What we'll do, first of all, the prize draw for Perth, we only have one person that has nominated to be in that particular draw. So on that basis, we'll declare that Matteo Vinci, one of our members from Perth and Western Australia, has been successful in that draw. I just have that verified by our scrutineer here to make
verified.
Sure that... Yeah. and in a similar fashion, for the Canberra show, which is the last show on the Australian tour, we have two of our members from the ACT have... have nominated to be part of that draw. And so as there are only two and we have two tickets, I declare that Mike Dinn and Nathan Simons, two of our members from ACT, will take those tickets to the final show, which I believe is on June the 2nd. And I'll just pass that to our scrutineer.
All good.
All good. Okay, so now we'll move to Sydney. Now, Sydney Siders are very lucky. They have two shows. They have a matinee during the day on, I think it's Monday the 30th of May, I believe. And there's also an evening show at about 7:30 on the same day. So we have two separate draws for Sydney, and we're just about to do that now. So I've got the nominations for the entrance for the matinee, and Mark is picking those out.
Okay, Angelo Di Grazia.
Angelo Di Grazia is the first one. And
find it. Got one. Nope, missed it.
And the
he's missing it because he's not looking.
That's right. That's right.
He's not cheating.
Kerry Doherty. So Kerry Doherty and Angelo have the tickets for the matinee. And now we're going to do the draw for the evening session of the show in Sydney. And we'll just mix those nominations up and we'll draw...
There's a few more in this one.
We'll draw two more tickets.
We've got Adina Silverstein.
Adina.
And we've got... Philip Brown.
And Philip Brown. So Adina Silverstein and Philip Brown, two of our members from Sydney, have been successful in the evening draw for the Last Man on the Moon show in Sydney. Okay, now the big one. This is where we have most of our members and most of our nominations, and that's for the Melbourne show.
So... That Melbourne show is at the Astor Cinema on May the 31st. What time is it on, Michael?
I believe it starts at 7:30, Andrew.
7:30.
It's a magnificent venue, too.
Okay.
Here we go. First
so
one.
We're doing the draw for Melbourne.
Is David Boyd.
David Boyd. And the second and final...
Joshua Batista.
And Joshua Batista. Thank you very much. So, congratulations to all those winners. It's very exciting. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the producers of The Last Man on the Moon, Live on Stage Australia, who we've been working with, and they were kind enough to make these tickets available to the Space Association of Australia to give away to our members. To thank them for their support and in order to, I suppose, give them a bit of a reward and to see this fantastic film and also to hear directly from Gene Cernan.
And I understand, Michael, that those Space Association members that weren't lucky enough to be drawn out tonight can get a discount on their tickets.
That's correct, Andrew. So if any of our members or members' friends can go to our website, and on the homepage of our website at space.asn.au, you will find a special announcement there about how to pick up any tickets at a 10% discount, but you must go via the link that's on our website. Otherwise, you'll just go to the normal Ticketek site and you won't get the 10% discount on your tickets.
Well, thank you, Michael. Now, thanks for drawing the draw.
No problem.
Mark Norman, presenter of a wonderful program which is coming up in about 12 minutes' time called Purple Haze.
Indeed.
And there's a wonderful lady sitting in there.
Grace
What's
Knight.
Her name?
Grace Knight.
Of?
Eurogliders.
And we've all heard of Eurogliders, of course.
Absolutely. One of the biggest bands through the 80s in Australia, and still going strong today. They're touring and doing lots of different shows around the country and sounding better than ever. And Grace has a solo album out called Fragile, which was all the music was written by Bernie Lynch, who, of course, was the other mainstay of the Eurogliders and the person who wrote all the music for Eurogliders. Has written all this particular album for Grace as well. It's not a Eurogliders album, which is why Grace did it solo, but it sounds absolutely magnificent. I was lucky enough to be at the presentation Grace put on when she released the album a couple of months ago, and it's a great album. So tune in and have a great journey.
And we'll hear some of the songs tonight, then.
Absolutely, you'll hear the whole album.
Wonderful. So from 8 o'clock till 10 tonight with Mark Norman, Purple Haze. But meanwhile, this is the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Now, Michael, I wonder if you could tell us something about the regular Space Association meeting, which is coming up on May the 23rd.
Sure. Yes, our next monthly public meeting is coming up on Monday, May the 23rd, which is next Monday. And in addition to our annual general meeting, which will start off the night, we're going to have a special presentation by Mike Dinn, who's the former Deputy Station Director at DSS 42, or Tidbinbilla. And this is on the occasion on the 50th anniversary of Surveyor 1. So back in 1966, Mike Dinn's first job as Deputy Station Director was, in fact, to monitor the landing of Surveyor 1, the first soft landing on the surface of the moon. And so Mike Dinn will be presenting on that. And also, if we're lucky and if there's time, he might even mention a few things about his experiences with Gene Cernan's Apollo 17 mission that he had some involvement in as well. And after that, one of our members is going to be talking about Russia's newest cosmodrome. And he's going to talk about the maiden flight from the, now if I've got to pronounce this correctly, the Vostochny cosmodrome, which is a new cosmodrome in Russia. And Igor Rosenberg, one of our members, is an expert on Russian space activities, and he'll be giving what I'm sure will be a very lively and interesting account of the new cosmodrome, the launch, and also no doubt all of the nefarious politics and so forth that lies behind it. And if there's time, there might be a little bit of time for other space news, but we've got a pretty full schedule on Monday, so we may not get there, but come along, it will be lots of fun, and we'd love to have you there.
Thank you, Michael. From the Space Association of Australia. Well, we've been talking about Apollo 17, and we'll have a bit of music now by Fernthal, F-E-R-N-T-H-A-L, and it's simply called Apollo 17.
Spaceship of light. Tell me on a spaceship. Oh,
follow closely right behind me. I'm on Apollo 17, riding my little space machine on a mission of love for you. I'll paint a crosswalk to the moon tonight. I wouldn't mind to do it pink and bright. I'm on Apollo 17, riding my little space machine on a mission of love for you.
Apollo 17, about the last mission to the moon, the last manned mission to the moon. Hopefully not the last forever, but certainly the last of the Apollo program. Now, rejoining us now is Michael Abdillah from the Space Association of Australia with a little message to those who won a prize.
Yes, just to point out, of course, that we'll be contacting each of the winners to make sure that they're aware that they've won the prize. And also, we will then be announcing those winners again at the meeting next Monday night at the Caulfield RSL for our one monthly meeting. So we'll be in touch. Thank you.